where did we leave off?
Samadalan.
Okay. Samadalan on the day. Dalit on the days, the Gemara towards the bottom, about 15 lines from the bottom. The Gemara had the din if I.
Where did we leave off? Samach Dalit.
Okay. Samach Dalit on the days. Dalit on the days, the Gemara towards the bottom, about 15 lines from the bottom. The Gemara had the din, if I give a matana to a katan, so the katan is kona. He has to understand what it means. He has to understand. So the Gemara says, if he zarar bizarko, egas venotlo, if he picks up a piece of pebble that's a piece of garbage, he's going to throw it away. And if he picks up an ego, something that's food, a toy or something that is of value, then he will keep it, he won't throw it away. So if I state that Indian, he knows this is of value, this is not of value. So then if I give him a matana and he picks it up, then he's kind of. That's a big machlekes by the Hiskainim and Atayra, Hiskainim and Dirabonim. The Mishnah says in Bab Metzia that if the katan, Metzia is chere shayat to be katan, it's like a Mishnah in Gittin also. Metzia's chayr shayt to be katan is only gezel midirabon. If the child picks up a metzia, he's a katan, he's a labardar. So when he picks up the metzia, he has in mind to acquire ownership for himself, but he's a labardar. So the simple reading of the mission is that he's only katan midirabon. Midirabon, you're not allowed to take it away from him because it'll cause a whole machloikas. But what if someone gives him a matana? There's a das acheres maknoi, so maybe since it's a das makne, he's not picking up from hefker where no one is giving. Since somebody's makne to him, maybe there is kind of an atar. So Tosis has two opinions about that in Sanhedrin, and daf samaches on the base. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass him that he is kind of an atar. That's a kinyan an atar. Right. If you give him the estrix, he's kind of an atar, and then when he wants to give it back, he can only give it back when the rabbanim. So on the first day, Sukkot, in each halachem and atera, so it's no good, right? That's exactly the source of the whole problem. That's right. So if you give a matana to the katan that he should be kaina, then we pass him that the katan is kaina min atera, provided the chach that he makes a kinyan. He should understand, throw his egg is v'naitla, a piece of junk he'll throw away, and if it's a toy or a candy, a lollipop or something, then he'll keep it for himself. Shaila is, what if I give a matana to the katan that he should be zech on behalf of someone else who isn't here? Can you say zech on the adam shleib ifanav that he should be zech for somebody else? So that's what the Gemara said. Omar Abasi, that's where we left off last week. Omar Abiasi, about 15 lines from the bottom of Samach Dalan on the base. If the child is intelligent enough to know that tzor bezorkai, egiz v'naitla, he understands what's a value, what's a piece of junk, so then the din is zech liyatzmai. If you give him a matana, he's kaina, we pass him his kaina min atara. However, the ena zeichel acheirim. But if you give him a matana that he should have in mind to be kaina for somebody else, that does not work.
Like
but, it should be, but the next line. Yeah, but the next line. What if he's a year older? He's still a cotton, but he's a year older. Like this, he's 5 years old. A child 5 years old understands what's junk and what's a value. He's before 5 years old. What if he's 6 years old? He's still a long way off before Bar Mitzvah. What if it's Chayfetz and Machzir, Allah Hashoah, he understands what belongs to him and what belongs to someone else. The young children think that everything is theirs. They want to keep everything. But if he's a little older, 6 years old, 7 years old, you give him something, you tell him it belongs to me, give it back, and he'll return it back a while later. You give him a Chayfetz and Machzir, Allah Hashoah, he gives it back to the owner. So not only can he be Zecher for himself, he's even Zecher Bein Liatzma Bein Lachayrim. Then you say Zachel Yadav Shleib Lefanav, even though he's not Bar Mitzvah. So that's what you're asking, how can it be? But Zachel Yadav Shleib Lefanav is a form of Shlichus. That's our Rashi, how can it be? How can a cotton be a Shliach? So that's what we pass, and it's taken no good. That's what Ravasi held, that if he's a little older, 6 years old, 7 years old, he can even do Zachel for others. So when Rav Asi said it over, ki amrite kamei de Shmuel, when Rav Asi said it, when Rav Yudah was a Talmud of Rav Asi and a Talmud of Shmuel. So when Rav Yudah told over Rav Asi's bar to Shmuel, Amalis, the Shmuel disagreed, Hatigzak, David Doachasi, it's all the same thing. It doesn't make a difference whether he's 5 years old or 6 years old with respect to Zachman Yadim Slavon. So which direction did he mean to say? Did he mean to say that even the 5 year old can also be Zachman Yadim Slavon? Or he meant to say that even the 6, 7, 8 year old, even the 10 year old cannot be Zachman? Greg Digmar, my David Doachasi, in what direction did he mean to say that we treat them the same? Amar Rav Chisda, that means that is no good. That's what you said. You cannot be zeicher for others. You cannot say zeicher on the Yom Shlavifon of the cotton should be zeicher for somebody else if he's not bar mitzvah. You have to wait till mamish till after bar mitzvah. Up until bar mitzvah is nisht. Right? Why? Because zechiyah is a form of shlichus. Zechiyah is something similar to shlichus.
How do you know shlichus?
That we have a pasuk. That there's no, a cotton cannot appoint a shliach, a cotton can neither serve as a shliach for a gadol, nor can a cotton appoint a shliach. That we learn out from psukim, that a cotton is, one of the psukim is karm pesach. Right, that's one of the psukim. One has a few psukim. The Rambam and the Ravid, each one has a different marker, but that's the din, that a cotton can neither serve as a shliach for a gadol, nor can have a gadol serve as a shliach on his behalf. Yeah. So, Freg the Gemara Akasha, Masiv Rav Chanina Vardon, Rav Chanina Vardon, Freg Takasha and Rav Chisda, you tell me that a cotton before bar mitzvah cannot be zeich on behalf of a gadol. Freg Takasha, there's a din ketzad mishtat from Mavui. A Mavui means an area that has walls around it, has mechitzas around it. So, in Atarit, it's a Rishu Sayachid. You're permitted to carry, and midrabbanon is not so fast. You're not allowed to carry because you have different people living in different homes. Let's say you have a chotzer, you have the families live in batim. You have a few batim and you have an enclosure around them, a courtyard. Around a few batim, that's called a chotzer. And then if you have two chotzeres open up into a larger courtyard, that's called a mavui. An enclosed area where batim open up into is called a chotzer. An enclosed area where chatzeres open up into is called a mavui. So min haTorah, whenever you have a mechitza around the area, it's a rishus hayachid. It doesn't matter how many people live there, yidin, segoyim, it doesn't matter who owns it, it doesn't matter if anybody lives there. But mid the rabbanon, Shlomo HaMelech made a takanas erevin. The Gemara says at the beginning of the second parak in erevin, Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that if different people live in a different batim, they asar on each other. So if there are a few yidin there, so you have to collect food and put all the food in one person's home. The one who lives in the home lives in the home. So Abada, he lives there. The others who don't live in my home, let's say there are three batim and one chotzer. So the other two, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven has to put some food in my house. Shimon has to put food in my house. I don't have to put any food. I live in my house. So does Obgeret, Abada, I live here. But you, by putting food in my house, is considered as if you also live in my house. And now that you have your food in my house, it's considered one big happy family, or one big unhappy family, whatever it happens to be. And since we're all living, it's considered as if we all live together in this bayis, and nobody asks on anybody else. Well, you're sleeping in the other house, but basically we all live in this house. So what do you have to put away? What kind of food? So there's a difference whether it's a shituf or mevuas or it's an erev chatzeres. If it's an erev chatzeres, means if you have different batin in a chatzer, an enclosed area with a batim, with a private home, where the private families live, then the din is Erev HaChatzeres is Eim Arvin Ela Bepas. You have to have dafke bread. We usually put matzah, because the matzah lasts longer. You're going to have bread, it's going to get stale every week. You have to put new bread, it's a pain in the neck. So if you put matzah, is it easier, huh? Pesach Digger Matzah. You leave Pesach Digger Matzah, you leave it from year to year. You have to make sure it doesn't get spoiled, shouldn't get stale. I remember in my apartment building we had an air. We always had an air. Since I moved in, we had an air. So we always used to leave the air in the old man Mr. Schuster's apartment, because Mr. Schuster was an invalid, so he couldn't go anywhere. So he was always there, never went on vacation. When he passed away, so they mechabed me. They put the air in my apartment.
Also, didn't go away.
Well, yeah, okay, right. So the second year, when it came the second Pesach, So one of the balabatim asks me, did I burn the box of matzahs with the chametz? So I said, no, why should I burn the box of matzahs with the chametz? I thought it was crazy. So he says, the minig is that you burn the box of matzahs with the chametz. Last year's erev, when you make the dinner, you burn last year's.
Sister did it.
So I thought he was an amharit. So I said, my father never had that minig. My father never made an erev. My father never had that minig. And 20 years later, I found that, as I state, that the Bali Atesis had that minig, and the Ravani quotes like Bali Atesis had the minig, and they didn't know why either. They said they burned the box of matzahs, they burned the erev with the chametz, and they don't know why, and they're guessing maybe why is because the din is that the erev is only good if everybody has the right, everybody has the right to take it on Friday night. Sometimes we used to have some maps in my nebuchim when the yeshiva lived in our building, so they would forget to buy chicken, they forgot to buy challah, whatever. So they would always come to us, and that's the din. The Erev has to be available to everybody, so we'd give them the matzahs. It's a shutzah, so whoever wants can use the matzah. If you're makbid that they shouldn't use the matzah, the whole Erev is no good. So it's only good if that's what the Rishonim say, the Rabban writes like that, that since the din is the Erev is only good if everybody has the right to use it, so maybe someone stuck in his chametzdik of fingers into the matzahs and they made it chametzdik. So that's why the minig was that they used to burn. I still don't have that minig. I still don't. We eat up the matzahs.
Is there ever a possibility that the reason why they used to burn Erev Pesach was because they used chametzdik of challah, chametzdik of matzah, and they had a
No. They say they used Pesach.
And then they got rid of it. Then they
No, they say they used Pesach digger matzah. They made the Erev before Pesach with Pesach digger matzah, and they had it all year long. And then next Erev Pesach, when they burned the chametz, they burnt the Pesach digger matzah. And that's what they wondered why. What did they do that for? So this is the reason that they came up with. So if you're making an Erev in a chotzer.
I had the same problem. I asked, called Rav Henkin, the Tzadik Yevlacha. So he told me, ask each Shalashudas, Shalas Hagom, before Pesach.
Eat it up.
How do we not know if the matzah is
a matzah?
I don't have that minute. I do eat the matzah. I eat up the matzah.
We have to drink the afternoon and burn it with the
My father didn't have that many either.
And that's because of the insurance.
That's what he says also. I don't know. Could be.
No,
the Rishonim say this was the minig. The Bali Atos is right, this was the minig for years before, they don't know why. And that's what they guess, what you said, that maybe someone with a chametz stick of fingers.
Matzah can't get chametz. You don't eat the frogs, but matzah can't get chametz.
Unless you stick the chametz on it. If you have greasy fingers and you stick the chametz on it, it becomes chametz. So that's if you make an erev echatzeris, an erev in a chatzer from the batim, then the din requires you have to put away eim arbanella bepas. There has to be bread. It's not kashayla when you use matzah for the svardim, because the svardim say mezainis on matzah all year long. They hold that it's bar mitzvah. Only on Pesach night, then they say amoitzi, because that's called a kriya suda. They consider that kriya suda. So that's a shaila. How did they use matzahs all year long to make an erev?
You can't make it on zionis, it has to be passed for the...
What do they use? Challahs, bread?
Pittas.
Bread, real bread.
Pittas.
Okay. Because he's supposed to use pas. You're not supposed to use the cookies. Rabbi Kavega discusses, what if you have such a pas that if you would be kaveh sud, you would be amoitzi, would it be good for erev echatzeres? Rabbi Kavega has a tshuva about it, he discusses. Anyway, so that's an erev in a chatzer. That's called eruv echatzeres. What if you have a few chatzeres? This chatzer has an erev that they're allowed to carry. This chatzer has an erev they're allowed to carry. And then the two chatzeres open up to a larger area that has the mechitza around it, that's a rishus hayochid, but that's a mavui. So then, vice versa, they yasser on each other. So then, you have to make an erev there. So that's called shitufa mavuis, just to distinguish it between a chotzer and a mavui. It's the same thing. So you call this a ruvi chatzeris, and you call that shitufa mavuis. But there's a difference that the Mishnah says bakol mi arvin. The erev a chatzeris has to be davke pas, but the shitufa mavuis can be any kind of a maichel. So Rashi writes that the minig used to be, the common practice would be, the stam shituf used to be biyayin. You used to use a barrel of wine. You can use whatever you want. You can use pickles, you can use oranges, you can use potatoes, whatever you want, you can use. So the Mishnah says, Ketza mishtat from the mavoi. Let's say you have a lot of people, and they all want to be allowed to carry in the mavoi. So you have to have, each person should give a bottle of wine, or each person should give a challah, let's say. When you make an Erev Echatzeres. Let's say when we make an Erev, in a community or in a building, when you make an Erev. So the din strictly is that each Shomer Shabbos family is supposed to give a matzah. So you're going to have 300 matzahs. Who's going to hold all these matzahs?
Yeah.
And you want to watch that it shouldn't get stale. And everyone has to give a shlema. You're not supposed to give a prusa, because they'll have tarumas on each other. Why did I give a shlema and he gave a prusa? So the din requires everybody has to give a shlema. So where are you going to put all the 300 matzahs? So we don't do like that. But you have 300 Shomer Shabbos families. Exactly. Everyone is going to give a matzah, so we don't do like that. So the rabbi goes, someone goes and buys a box of matzahs from the store, and they give it to one person. He should pick up the box of matzahs and be kind of shoot this. And they have all the Shomer Shabbos to live here now, and whoever's going to move in until next Pesach. That's the nusach that he said. He's kind of shoot this, and they have all the Shomer Shabbos to live here now, and they're going to move in. So that's good. So the same thing over here by the Shutufim Mavuas. It's a pain in the neck that each one should give a bottle of wine. Each one should give a piece of herring, then we're going to have a whole barrel full of herring. Everyone, mutna. So one person should buy a barrel of wine. Rashi writes, the stam, the minig used to be, stam shituf used to be yain, but anything. It doesn't have to be yain. You can make shituf and buz with any macholim. He buys a barrel of wine, let's say, and he gives it to one of the neighbors, and he says, it doesn't even have to be one of the neighbors, it can be a stranger also. He says, pick up the barrel of wine, and be kind of shutvis on behalf of yourself, on behalf of all the Shomer Shabbos who live here. Now, whoever's going to move in until, however, next Pesach, whatever you want to say. So good. So who do you have to give, who do you give it to? So if you, let's say I have my next neighbor, a goy, a fine elch a goy, and he has a lot of time on his hands, he's retired, so I'll tell him, you pick up the barrel of wine, be kind of shutvis all the Shomer Shabbos. So the din is that a goy, nice as he is, the halacha says he cannot do zochen li adam shloi b'fonav. Okay, let's see.
Seal, double seal.
Close barrel. Okay. So the nochri cannot act as zochen li adam shloi b'fonav on behalf of the yidden. So that din we know. A nochri cannot do. What if I give it to a cotton? What if I give it to a person who's not bar mitzvah? Is that good? So the Mishnah sounds like it says that it is good. That's what it says. Okay, so let's say the husband gives the barrel of wine to his own wife. Tells his wife, you pick up the barrel of wine, and the kind of shutfis, not for yourself, she doesn't need. The husband bought it. The kind of zok and the other mishlaim fana, I'm here for all the other shami shabbos who live here. So that's not good, because kol mashi kansi isha kana baila. So that's like the husband picks up from his right hand and he puts in his left hand. The Yad Ha'isha is Kiyad Baila. The Gemara has a lotion. Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. So when I give the barrel of wine to my wife, that's like taking it to my right hand, putting it in my left hand. Or the same thing, I'll give the barrel of wine to my Evet Knaini, or my Shivcha Knaini. Mamish, Kol Mashikana, Evet Kana Rabbah. That's a Din De'Raisa. Kol Mashikana, Si Shikana Baila is a Din De'Rabbanah. And it's not 100% Kana Baila, it's just it gets Paris. But by the Evet Knaini is Mamish, everything is a Din De'Raisa, and it's Legamri Kol Mashikana, Evet Kana Rabbah. So if I give the barrel of wine to my Yavik 90, I don't accomplish anything. It's like mamish, like taking from my right hand, putting my left hand. So that's no good. So the Mishnah says, Ketza mishtat from the mavoi. How do you streamline it? Instead of having everybody give a piece of herring, or everybody give a little wine pouring into the barrel. It's going to have white wine and black wine and red wine and purple wine and every different flavor. So what do? Have one person buy the barrel of wine. Meniach ha'sachov, as he puts it down, v'yoyma ha'reizeh l'chol b'nei ha'mavoi. This is the area for all the Shomer Shabbos here, and if there are non-Shomer Shabbos or there are Nochrim, then you have to rent from them. The Erev is only good for those whoever is Moideber, whoever holds from the Erev. Either holds from the Erev is strictly Shomer Shabbos, or at least he's Mishama Shabbat Bashuk, the Mishnah has. At least he's Shomer Shabbos in public. At least what he does privately, that's his problem. But at least in public, he's a Shomer Shabbos, so the Erev is relevant, Chotch that he wouldn't have carried when people are watching. He wouldn't have carried without the Erev. Now there's an Erev, so he does carry. So the Erev is only good on behalf of those that it's relevant for them. For a Nochri, or for a Jew, is not a Shomer Shabbos, so the Erev is irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything to him. So the Erev is no good. So for those, the Nochrim, or for the Mechalei Shabbos, they don't keep Shabbos at all, even before Hesia. So for them, you have to rent. You have to rent up their Drisus HaRegel that they shouldn't aser
for the Ketanim
and the other Shomer Shabbos. For the ketanim and health. If they're observant.
So it should be okay.
So the Mishnah has, what do you do? I buy a barrel of wine and I put it down. I say, Reza l'chol b'nei amar, but this is the era, but then you have to have a shutfis. It should belong the shutfis to all the Shomer Shabbos. Umezak alehem, and I tell someone to pick it up. Bimak bia it. Pick it up and mikayin a shutfis ayidei kinyin hakbo, metaltalim. Is nicknamed by hakbo. Mezak alehem ayidei. Now, so you cannot be mezak ayidei abit kanayini. Not ayidei ishtoi, because that's the kol mashikana abikana rabbi. Kol mashikana si ishikana baila. So it says, Mezaklem Ayidei B'no Bita Hagadoilim as opposed to B'no Bita Ktanim. Because there's a Mishnah in the first Perek of Metziah that says that Metziah's B'no Bita Haktanim goes to the father. So Dvaita Yad Evid like Yad, not Yad Evid, Yad Bonav B'no Zvaktanim is like his Yad. So it's like, yeah, it's like giving from your right hand to your left hand. So he didn't give. So you have to Davke give Ayidei B'no Bita Hagadoilim. And that's a Machloikis in the Gemara. What does it mean, Gadoilim versus Ktanim? Usually Ketanah means before Bar Mitzvah and Gedolah means after Bar Mitzvah. That's what it usually means. So that's one opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara is no. That Ketanah and Gedolah means Ketanah means Kol Zman Shesmuchem Al Shulchan Aviyim. Until they get married and I'm still supporting them.
Even if he's over 13.
Until he has chasen it. And Gedolah is even if the kid is before Bar Mitzvah, but Amach Shabbos Vazich. He moved out. He has his own apartment. He's only 11 years old, has his own apartment, and he makes his own money, and he takes care of himself, and he's visiting the parents. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. We pask in the second way, that loy cotton, cotton mamish, v'loy godl, godl mamish, alo cotton asamach al shulchanavi v'zehu cotton, godl asamach al shulchanavi is called a cotton, and the cotton is not samach al shulchanavi is called a godl.
Even if the Gordon makes money, and if it's own money, it helps support the family, or something, it doesn't matter. He still considers
it somehow. Even
if the Gordon has a job and he makes his own money, still considered somehow.
I think so. Somehow Shulchan Avi means he's living with the parents. And they're giving him food.
Even so if he pays into the house.
If he pays in, no, I don't know. That then he's not somehow Shulchan Avi.
Yeah.
Then he's supporting himself.
So it's not just living. He's not
okay,
living
yeah. Yeah. They're giving him free. Cool. I think so. I think so.
Together, like you said about Rivka, that's called Yankov ben Agud, and Esav ben Agud. Esav went out, he made panus for himself. Yankov was
too. Somehow Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Mizaka lehem, he can be Mizaka, the barrel of wine, to be kind of shutzus for all the Shomer Shabbos who live there. Ayu dey b'na b'itak doylim. Or, let's say when I have to make an Erev, so if one of my married children happens to be visiting, so then I can give it to them, that they should be kind of the Baks and Matzahs B'shutvus. The children are single, and Mamish living by me, so they're not self-sufficient. So I cannot be Mizake Al Yedehem, even though some of them are Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, because there's some HaShulchani.
Isn't there a cut-off of the quantity, that once you have a certain quantity, you don't have to collect anymore?
No, there's a minimum, each family has to give a groigris of food up until 18 groigris. Once you have 18 groigris, you don't need more than 18 groigris, but you still need that the food should be beschutzvist by everybody.
So
if you have 100, if you have 100 people, so each one has to own a tenth of a groigris, but they still have to own a schutzvist in it. If you only have 10 families, you have to have 10 groigris. If you have 15 families, you have to have 15 groigris. If you have 100 families, you don't need more than 18 groigris, but everybody, all 100 families, have to have a shutfis in those 18 groigris. Yeah. So the Mishnah says you have to be mizakai, there's somebody who is not yodo ki yodi. So that's b'no bita hagadoylim, or ayadei abdo v'shivchoso ho'ivrim as an eved ivri, as opposed to an eved kanayini. If it would be an eved kanayini, as mamish kol mashikon eved kanayini rabbi, that's like taking from your right hand to your left hand. That you don't say, I can't buy the box of matzahs in the store and then pick it up and say, I'm zeich on behalf of the other people. But the whole kinyan hagbo consists of hachnosa l'rishusay. When I pick it up, it's considered as if I was machnasin into my rishus, some kind of. But you can't begin to be machnasin into your rishus until you might see it from the rishus of the original owner. So if I'm the one who bought the box of matzahs from the store, so I'm the owner. So it's in my rishus now. So you say, I pick it up, and it's considered as if it entered the rishus of the other. Wait a minute, it never left my rishus.
Yeah.
I'm the owner. That's the Mishnah in Erevin. Eironim zechai de atzmai. I can't pick up the box of matzahs and have them zin to be zeicher for the other people. It never left my rishus that you should say it entered into the rishus of the others. So that's the whole premise of the Mishnah. If you give it to an Eved Kenayni of yours, it never left your rishus. If you give it to your Eved Ivri, your Eved Ivri is an independent man, the Eved Ivri. He does his work and shine, that's all. Yeah, Eved Ivri has. Eved Ivri can have everything.
He has his own. Basically, when they compared, like in the beginning of the first case, they said the wife cannot have her own property. Or you cannot, while she's working, with you, living with you, she cannot own her own property. She can bring from before, but not her own. The same thing for Eved, but the Eved Ivri can own property.
Can own his own.
And therefore the Ben HaGadol can the Ben HaKatan. Therefore we have one principle, we don't have to have 15 examples.
So that's the rule. The kids say that's the rule. We left out a lot of details. The wife is not so glad. The Gemara has a lot of details about the wife. Yeah, no, sometimes, yeah. Okay, there's a lot of details.
Even if he doesn't want to.
But basically, we know what's going on, more or less. So now the Gemara, Kleta Shaila. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara, what do you mean, Eved Ivri or an Omoha Ivriya? Shivcha Ivriya. What do you mean, Hai Shivcha Hechidomi? What kind of an Omoha Ivriya do you have? It says in the Chumash, yeah. When the father sells his daughter, Kim Karish is bita liyama, he sells his daughter, so she cannot remain an Amo Hebrew for more than 6 years. When it comes Sheish, she goes free. Or if Yovel comes before Sheish, then she goes free. Or Simonim, if she becomes a Gedolah, if she becomes a Bas Mitzvah before Sheish and before Yovel, then she goes free. So you can never have an Amo Hebrew or a Jewish Shivcha Ivris who's a Gedolah. That's impossible. You can never have a Shivcha Ivris. We usually call it an Amo Ivriya. Gemara calls it a Shivcha Ivris. Frag the Gemara, Hai Shivcha Echidomi. What is the Mishnah in Erevin talking about an Amo Ivriya whom I give the box of matzahs, I give the barrel of wine, and she's going to be Zecha Fidom. Hechidom, how old is she? Idi Asya Shtei Cyrus, if she's already a Gedolah, she's already a Bas Mitzvah, says my Bayagabe, she should have gone free already. El Alav, the Loi Asya Shtei Cyrus. Obviously, she's still a Ktano. Uktani state the fairies that zechalachem. So you see that I can give her the box of matzahs, give her the barrel of wine. She picks up. She's kind of all the shami shabbos. So Takasha against Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says dove do achasi ain't a zechalachem. A mekotin cannot be zechalachem until bar mitzvah because he is like shlichus. He is something like shlichus. So you have a fairish and mishnah that says not so.
The same mishnah says by explicitly stating beno bito implying that
Ketanim
no good, but within this
issue there
seems to be a shiva.
Says shiva has to be shiva kinata.
So why is...
No, Be'al B'Taktanim is no good, not because they're not bar mitzvah, because Metzias Katan Leoviv. So it's like taking from my right hand to my left hand. Whereas Metzias Ben Abita Gdolim is not Leoviv, it's Liatzmam, so they have an independent yad.
So it's a shiva always doesn't belong to her.
Eved Ivri, a Shivcha Knain is Amo Ivriya, whatever she owns is her own. She just has to work. She has to work a whole day long, but she can maintain private ownership.
What about the 6 months between Aris and Boglis? This is not, there's no separate, there's no different status.
She's a Gdoila. A Naira is a Gdoila already. A Naira is already a Gdoila. That's when she goes free. Yeah. This Gemara, why does the Gemara ask Akasha, how do you have... We know there are two kinds of Eved Ivri. Rashi, the first pasuk in Mishpatim, has Machru Bezdin and Mecher Atzma. There are two kinds. Mecher Atzma sells himself. Machru Bezdin is Venimka Bignei Vosa. So why did the Gemara... There's a Namo Hevriya, Chiyim Karish is Bitul Yom. When the father sells the daughter, is a Namo Hevriya. So then it says, she goes out when she becomes a Gedolah. That's the only kind of Amo Ivriya. You can't have any other kind of Amo Ivriya. What if she robbed a lot of money? What if she stole a lot of money?
No, it says,
so you don't have Machru Bezin. If a woman robbed a bank and she stole millions of dollars and she spent all the money on dresses, whatever, and she doesn't have money to pay back, so you can't sell her as an Amo Ivriya. She is a Gdoila, so sell her as an Amo Ivriya. So she'll be a Gdoila. So the Pasuk says, no, Vinimka Bignei Vasai, Veloi Bignei Vasai, you don't sell. And what about a Mecher Atzmai? What about a woman is at 35 years old, she's prepared to sell herself as an Amo Ivriya. Just like having a Mecher Atzmai person, an Eved Ivri can sell himself a Mecher Atzmai. So let a woman sell herself an Amar Ria. Let her sell herself as a Machar Atzmai. So the Rambam writes there is no such thing.
Cannot sell.
The only cannot a woman cannot sell herself as an Amah Ivriya. The only time a woman can be an Amah Ivriya is the father sells her when she's a Ktana. Kim Karish is Bita Liyama. Just like you don't have an Imka Big Nevasa by a woman, so you don't have a Mechar Atzma either. And the Ramban, Chep is the Rambam, he says, where did the Rambam get it from? He doesn't think he's right. He thinks the woman can sell herself as an Amah Ivriya. So the Mishlam Melech says the Gemara is like the Rambam. Usually the Rambams are Shver. Usually the Rambam is the one who says something and no one knows where he got it from and everybody matazach and the Ravid asks and the Ramban asks, everybody is off and the Gemara fakir. Here the Rambam is right. The Gemara says b'feirish, hi shivcha hechi dami. How could the girl, what is she? The Gemara says obviously she's a ktana. So the answer is simple, it's a mecher atzma. So you see that there is no mecher atzma, it's an offering the Gemara. There is no mecher atzma by a woman. The only time a woman can be an amah ivriya is if the father sold her before bas mitzvah, and the minute she becomes a bas mitzvah, she goes free. So that's what the Gemara said before, the only, every single amah ivriya is going to be a ktana, and nonetheless the Mishnah says she can do zach liyadam shalai b'fonav on behalf of the others. So that's the Gemara's kasha, it's a kasha against Rav Chisda.
Why is the Rambam go, why is the Rambam with
respect
to what the
Rambam says?
What's the basis for the Gemara?
The Ramban is
Shver. Yeah, I'm saying, that's my question.
Okay. I don't know. But this time the Rambam is okay. The Rambam is straightforward. That's what it says in the Gemara. The only case he can have of a Namo Ivri is if the father sold her before Bas Mitzvah Ktana. And once she becomes a Gdoila, no more Namo Ivri. The favorite Gemara. We don't know what the Ramban is going to do with the Gemara. So this was Rab Chanina, who is it? Rab Chinina Vardon asked the Kasha and Rab Chisda. How can Rab Chisda claim that a cotton can never be Zeicha Lachairim, period? It's enough in a Mishnah and Erevin that it works. And for there, Sir Rav Chisda says, Shiny Shitufa Mavua is the Rabbanon. Special cooler. Minatoira, Rashi explained. Minatoira, you have a mechitza around the movies. Minatoira, you're allowed to carry. Bechlal, there's no problem. The whole thing is only a takhon shleima melech that you're not allowed to carry because they are on each other. Because this family lives here, this family lives there. Different people are on each other. So for that chumer, the Rabbanon say, made a takhon, you have to have put away a barrel of wine, a box of matzahs, whatever. A container of herring or something, shtufa mavuyas. So for that din the Rabbanon, they were mekel, and they said a katna rektana can be zeicha for others.
But it should be like a tick the Rabbanon.
So that's what the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Chisda says, ishtig vardon. The one who asked the kasha kept still. So the Gemara says,
why did he keep still?
The Gemara says, of course. No, it's a good terrace. My Havadah Lameimah. What was Rav Chisda surprised that he had nothing to say? Taka right. The answer is that maybe. You can't prove anything from the Mishnah. Shani Shetuf and Vuhus Rabbah. Zog the Gemara name. A lot of times you can figure out what the Dinder Raisa was from a Dinder Rabbanon. You can't say, but that's only the Rabbanon. No, the Chachamim don't invent Dinim from thin air. The Chachamim make up Dinim based on a pattern. There's pattern after a Dinder Raisa. So the Gemara says, he should have said, call the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there, I said Tikkun, he should have said, if you have a Mishnah that says that a Ktana, ki mizecha l'acherim, for Shituf and Mevuas, that reflects what the din der Raisa was. That shows that on the level of der Raisa, there's a din of Zachli Adam Shlai Bifonav, that a Ktana or a Ktana can be zecha l'acherim, otherwise it wouldn't work on the level of the Rabbanon either. So that's Rav Chisda commented, that Rav Chinan Nevardon gave up too easily. He asked Akash and then he gave him an answer and he was quiet. He should have pressed further. He should have said, no, you can still prove. The Gemara a lot of times proves from Dinam de Rabbanon, and the Gemara establishes what the Din de Raisa was. Based on the premise that we always assume called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun.
No.
That's a good
That's a different thing. That's a different thing. No, but there's another thing the Gemara is saying. We institute dinam de rabbanon pattern after dinam de raisa. You don't just make up invent dinam de rabbanon.
So a pattern. So but still the rabbanon.
Okay, but so the fact that the Mishnah allows a cotton to be zeicha the bax and matzahs or the barrel of wine on behalf of others seems to be an indication on the level of the raisa, but also work. Well, on the level of the rabbanon, they invent yesh meayin. That shows l'chara that on the level of the rice also there would be a din of zochem liyadim shleibafan of the rakotin. That's what they answered. That's what they answered. So Rav Chisda says Rav Chinen and Vadon shouldn't have given up so quickly. He could have continued to argue the point and say he can still press. It still seems to be a raya from the Mishnah that a cotton can be zeichel achir. Zagnamar v'idach. And how come the Tartzin held that it was a good teretz? Why don't you say call the tikkun up and came the rice tikkun? We usually do say that from dinam derabbanan it reflects on the nature of dinam deraisa. The Rabbanim would never have invented such a din. And for the Gemara, when do you say, Ki, I mean, it called the Dikhabaran came there, I said, Tikkun, the Mills of Diesel, Ikam and Atar. If it's really a din, if it's something like a din the Rabbanim that's patterned after a din the Rice, Avon Mills of the Laisel, Ikam and Atar, Eloy. This din of Shituf and Mavuas is in Gansen, an invention with the Rabbanim. Why? When you have a Mechitza around an area, it's a Rishus HaYochid. There's no way in the world that you're going to declare that that's not a Rishus HaYochid. So here they invented a new Chumrah. You have a Lachotzer or a Mavui where you didn't make a Shetufa Mavuah, so you didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris. We didn't put away the box of matzahs, so we didn't put away the barrel of wine in the Mavui. So what's the nature of the din that you're not allowed to carry? So the din is, it's not that it's called a Karmelis with the Rabbana. No, it's a Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltul. Shusayochid with an Issa Tiltu doesn't exist on the level of the rice. This is in Gansen an invention with the Rabbanon.
You couldn't carry in the house?
No, in a regular house it's a Shusayochid where they never made an Issa Tiltu. But once in a while there is a Shusayochid where the Midi Rabbanon they invented an Issa Tiltu. But that. Right? So in Atayra it's mutter to carry in from one Shusayochid to the other. And Atara, all Rishus HaYochid is all the same. Doesn't matter who owns it, doesn't matter who lives there, if anybody lives there, doesn't matter. If it's a ballpark that has a fence around it, Minatara doesn't make a difference. If it's an empty building, if it's inhabited by Yidden, by Goyim, the same people live here, there, Minatara doesn't matter. Rishus HaYochid is Rishus HaYochid is Rishus HaYochid. It's all the same thing. And Midi Rabbanan, they invented a new concept of Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltul. So the Gemara says, once you have in Gansan the issue that we're talking about, Ishituchim Avuas, that's not Kein Deraisa. So Mimela, all the details also don't have to be Kein Deraisa Tikkun. It's in Gansan Adin Derabbanan. So the fact that Zochen Liyadim Shleib Afonah works Akotin Kemizeche Ba'ad Acheirim, it could be it's in Gansan, not pattern after any Dinim Deraisa, because the whole institution of Ishituchim Avuas is not pattern after anything. So here Taisus has an interesting topic. The top takes is Takana Gel Alocha. The top tesis refers, they have a machlekes with Rashi. When you make a kinyan hagboa, how high do you have to pick up? I want to give you a matonah. So I leave something on the table, I say pick it up in mikoina. So you pick it up so high, is that good enough? So Rashi writes in a few places, you have to pick up three tochim. If you don't pick it up three tochim, it is a din of lavud. Lavud is considered as if you didn't pick it up.
Glued on.
Yeah, as if it's glued on, as if it's still there. Where does the din of Lovet come from? Who takes that din from Lovet as if it's glued on? So there's a din by mechitzes that let's say you have a mechitzes so and the mechitzes has to be within three tefachim to the ground. If the mechitzes is suspended so high that there's a hafsoke, it's a mechitzes teluya that's above three tefachim from the ground, so it's not mitzuref to the floor. Let's say the schach of the sukkah begins, you have walls of the sukkah that go around and around, and the schach doesn't reach the wall. If it reaches within three tefachim of the wall, it's lavud. Okay. If it's not within three tefachim, it's not mitzarif to the wall. So the din of lavud is the din of being mitzarif to schach to the wall, mitzarif the walls to the floor, and so on. That's the din of lavud.
That's together.
Yeah.
In Israel, plywood is lavud.
Okay.
The name for plywood is lavud.
So that's Rashi Shita. When you pick up something to be kind of with a kinyan hakbor, you have to pick it up a minimum of three tefachim. If you pick it up less, it's lavud. It's considered as if you never picked it up. And Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and they hold out that the din, the shear of three tefachim, the halach of lavud, the Gemara says, the Gemara makes a statement in a few places, shiurin, chatzitzin, and mechitzin is halach l'moshe misina. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, mechitzin, halach l'moshe misina? With respect to what? Is the mechitzin halach l'moshe misina? So the Gemara says, with respect to the din of lavud, and Gudachis, and Gurasik, and Daif and Akuma, a couple of dinim in Hilchas Mechitz. So the Gemara says with respect to lovewood. So you see from the Gemara that lovewood is a din in Hilchas Mechitz. If you're not talking about a Mechitz, there's no din of lovewood. So what do you mean? I give you a pair of glasses to pick up, and you pick it up to Tvachim, God, and say, Lovel, where's their mechitzah? The Tvanis of the Sukkah, that's a mechitzah. It has to be Lovel, the Schach has to be Lovel. These are all mechitzahs. But if you're not dealing with mechitzahs, has no shaykhus with Lovel. The Gemara says, when you bench ala kos, or when you say Kiddush, you pick up a tefach. Yeah. It doesn't say you pick up three tefachim. Why don't you say lovewood is considered as if it's still on the table? But you want to be magbiya. So why don't
you do it? Riyad,
yeah, but the din of lovewood is not a din of Kenya.
Yes, sir.
Right.
If it's not considered picked up,
so the Gemara says you pick up one tefach.
You shouldn't have picked it up at all.
The Gemara says you pick up a tefach. Is enough?
You don't have to pick it up. Don't pick it.
So somebody told me that's why by chesidim the medaktik to make kiddush, they hold it like this to be mafsik the lovud. That's not why. That's not why.
That's
boys. Yeah, it's a kois al kaf paray. It says that the saramashkin put the kois al kaf paray. This is the kaf. So the Shalom says, you see from that pasuk, that's the way millionaires hold the kos. That's a chashiva way to do it. That's the nice way to do it. So we should hold the kos shel bracha like the rich people do, like the hashuvim do, that's why. And then I'll pick up all of the two practices, whether you have the etzboys up like this, or you have the etzboys down like this. That's already Kabbalah with chashivas, whatever. It has nothing to do with being mafsik lovud. There's no such thing. You don't have to be mafsik any lovud. They write their Abchaim were never held like that. Abchaim held the cup like this. He didn't put the hand on the bottom. It's not pick up all of
it. And if you had the machitzi, put his hand on there, if it wasn't, it was more than...
It wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. There's no such thing putting your hand as mafsik lover. I don't know. Somebody in yeshiva said like that. It's wrong. So that's what Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says there is no such halacha that you have to pick up, for kinyan agvah, you have to pick up three tefachim. The halacha is pick up one tefach, like, just like a koshal bracha. The Gemara says you pick up a tefach, that's called hagvah. So you pick up the object, one tefach, that's a kinyan hagvah. Yeah, that's a good kasha. That's a very good kasha. The Gemara, he's learning Masechah Shabbos apparently. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, if I throw something from the Rishus Rab into the Rishus Hayachid, so when you have a Hanoche, then the Malacha is finished. You have a Akira and a Hanoche and the other Rishus, and Yechayiv, because the Malacha is finished. So when is it called the Hanoche? The Gemara says, even if it didn't land yet, once it reaches within three tefachim to the ground, it's lavud, so it's considered as if it's munach on the ground. So that shows that lavud even applies to an instance where there's no mechitza. Very good kash. I don't know the tarot. It's a very good kash. There's such a machlekes also in Rishonim. Let's say there's a din in the Gemara that it's not, there are cherets, it's not covered as sefer, to sit on the same bench if you have a sefer Torah munach alayhu. You're not allowed to sit on the same bench. We're machmer on svarim, also printed svarim, that if possible, that says no room in the shul, if possible, you shouldn't sit on the same bench where you have svarim. So what happens if you have a box on the bench and you put the svarim on top of the box? So then it says in the Yerushalmi, you're permitted to sit on the bench, because you're not really sitting on the same bench with the sefer Torah. How tall does the box have to be? How much of an elevation does it have to be? So the Ravid on the side of the Rambam writes, tefach. Quote the Yerushalmi, tefach. So the Migdalois always defends the Rambam. He always says the Rambam is right and the Ravid is wrong. The Rambam didn't say anything over here. The Rambam just says it didn't. You're not allowed to sit on a mito. He doesn't give any kulas. The Ravid is masik. Why didn't the Rambam write the kula for the Yerushalmi? That if the Sefer Torah is al-gabi on an elevation, that's a tefach, is muta. So the Ravid says, no. The Migdalois says, no. The Ravid is wrong. The Rambam is right that he didn't write it because lovud. If it's only one tefach, it's lovud, and it's the helfnish. How come the Ravid doesn't hold from lovud? So the Pashat answer is the Ravid holds like Tesis, that lovud is only a din of mechitzas. Your kashas are good to kasha. You have to figure out. The Gemara has over there more. The Gemara has also said, Yepshel the Rishus Rab, the Hislakit, the Malakit, the Rehitni. Maybe a different din there. I don't know. It's probably not exactly lovud. I don't know. So here it's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos repeated over here. It's in Bava Kama, Kiddushin, Bava Basra, a few places. So here Tosfos repeats it again. Why? Because there is a Gemara in Erevin, and the top line in the top Tosfos, they quote, there is a Gemara in Erevin, that when you have this barrel for the Shidufa Mavuas, Ahua Dinami, you have a box of matzahs, for the Eruva Hatzeres, so it says, Tzorach Lahagbiya Tefach. You pick it up a Tefach. So Tosfos says, Bishleim, in the way we hold, that hakbo and kol atarakula ginuka tefach. So it's a tefach over there. It's called the tikkun rabbanan. Kein derayz a tikkun. It's always a tefach. But according to Rashi holds in kol atarakula kinyan hakbo needs three tefachim because he's going to pick it up less than three tefachim. It's considered lovewood, as if it's glued down to the table, as if it never got picked up at all. So how come there it says the feirish tefach is enough? So Gemara, that tefach is enough. So Taisus answers all over Shas. For Rashi, Taisus says that they hold that Rashi is wrong. They hold that the din always is that tefach is enough. But Rashi, they want to defend Rashi. So they farem for Rashi, they say that when does Rashi say need tefachim? When you need a real kinyan deraisa. When you only need the whole kinyan, only the rabbanon, because it's only shetuf from umas anyway. So then you make all Rashi's makel that is sufficient with a hakbo of a tefach. So Taisus asks, how can the Gemara shlug up over here? The Gemara wanted to be matcha the teres. The Gemara said, Rav Chisda holds that a cotton cannot be zeicha l'achem. Dov da'achasi, before bar mitzvah, the cotton cannot be zeicha barachem. So Rav Chinen of Ardon, in fact, Takasha, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah state beferish that a cotton can be zeicha the box of matzahs for the others, can be zeicha the barrel of wine for the others. So Rav Chisda answers, Shedifun was is only the Rabbanah. Then the Gemara says, but you can dingzach with the yenzer because called the tikkun rabbanon and kain derayz a tikkun. So Taisa says, how can you dingzach? It's 100% correct that the rabbanon yemekel, because according to Rashi is mefurish, because every kinyan hakboy needs three tochim, except for shetuf and mevuyis, that is good enough with one tefah. And you don't say called the tikkun rabbanon and kain derayz a tikkun. So it's befeirish, this teretz is correct that the shiny shetuf and mevuyis is the rabbanon. So what are they dingzach over here? So Taisus works on the kasha. They try to find out for why. Maybe it's different. Maybe over here it should have still been patterned after dinam deraisa. Maybe they're not. Taisus works on it. Them is other rishayim goyim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes other goyim and rishayim do not learn shat in the Gemara like that at all. The Gemara that says in Erevin on Daf Ayin Tes that Taisus quotes that you have to pick up the barrel of wine at tefach. So Taisus understood, or misunderstood, Taisus Agalam Shat in the Gemara, that one person bought the barrel of wine, and we have to have the other 99 people have to have a shutfis. So somebody, I give it to you, and you pick it up only a tefach, and that's a kinyan hakbo, and all the other 99 people are kinyan. So other goyim and rishayim say, no. He's talking, the wine belongs with shutfis to everybody. Everybody poured in a cup of wine. And you still have to pick it up a tefach. When you make an Erev Echatzeres, the din is you have to pick it up at Tefach. That's the din in the Erev Echatzeres. It has nothing to do with Kinyonim. If you want to be Koine Shutfis for the year, you've got to pick it up three Tvachim. Rashi is right. Leoila, we have to pick up three Tvachim. When the Gemara says that Tefach is good, that's a different story. If you have a barrel of wine that's on the Shutfis, and just make a declaration, this is my Erev, that's no good. You have to pick. of matzah, so the barrel of wine is on the shutfus by everybody, you still have to pick it up at tefach. And that, so that doesn't break any rule. That doesn't break any. It's not a yotzei mida klal of three tefachim. You're doing it. The kinyanim would need three tefachim. Adarabba, the tefach is like netilas lulav. Is tamiz at tefach also? Let's say the lulav is on the table. How high do you have to pick it up to be yotzei netilas lulav? Is enough if you just hold it like this? That's svar that you have to pick it up at tefach also. So you have to pick it up at tefach. Otherwise, it's not called netilas lulav. Well, lekachtem lachem. You need lekicha. So the stami need a hagbo at tefach.
The
Hagbora
exists
in Atari. Box of matzah, so the barrel of wine is on the shutfus by everybody, you still have to pick it up at tefach. And that, so that doesn't break any rule. That doesn't break any. It's not a yotzei mida klal of three tefachim. You're doing it. The kinyanim would need three tefachim. Adarabba, the tefach is like netilas lulav. Is tamiz at tefach also? Let's say the lulav is on the table. How high do you have to pick it up to be yotzei netilas lulav? Is enough if you just hold it like this? Svar that you have to pick it up at tefach also. Svar you have to pick it up at tefach. Otherwise, it's not called netilas lulav. Well, lekachtem lachem. You need lekicha. So the stami need a hagbo at tefach.
The
hagbora exists in Atari. No. There is a kinyan hagbora that exists in Atari, and hagbora is a machlok is Rashi and Tosfos, whether you need three tefachim or one tefach. And Tosfos understood the Gemara in Erevin that for the purpose of making the hagbora for Erevei Chatzeres and Shtufim Avuos, you don't need three tefachim, one tefach is enough. So Tosfos holds that's a right to their shoot, the hagbora tefach is enough. And then Tosfos says, what's Rashi going to do? It's enough in the Gemara. So Tosfos answers, you have to say that we're makel over there. No, other rabbis, they called the tikkun rabbanan, came there, Rashi said, tikkun tuchim. So the hagbora should need three tefachim. If Rashi holds all over, hagbora needs three tefachim. Right?
How much? So, if it were a deraisa, you'd have to lift
because the whole thing derives from
that's what Tosfos answers. Tosfos says that would be Cain deraisa.
If one teva is not considered hagboa, so that you don't do anything, so you may as well just touch it.
That's what Tosfos answers, like you were saying. Tosfos says if you pick it, if on deraisa you need three trochim, so benegeta din rabban you need one teva, that's okay. They can see that that Cain deraisa ticket. But if on the level of fadinim deraisa, cotton cannot be zechel acherim. How can you say for Dinam Dirabonin he can? It's in Gunson in contradiction. Yeah. The Dinam Dirabonin could be a miniature of the Din Deraisa. So one Tefach is a mikzas of three Tefachim. But a Kotn Shemizerech Lachem on the level of Deraisa absolutely doesn't work at all. How can you say on the level of Dirabonin that it does work? Why should. That's what Taisus answers. That's what Taisus answers. But other Rishayim and Gainim say no. That the Gemara didn't say a word about the Kinyan Hadbor being sufficient with one Tefach. And the Mishnah Berurah is not sure. He says maybe you should be choshish for the others. Even though the Shulchan Aruch they don't quote, his Magen Mishnah quotes those Rishonim that you always need Hagbor Tefach. Forget about the Kinyan. Even if the Bax HaMatzis is on the Shutzos by everybody, you still have to make Hagbor Tefach. You know, in some communities, when they make an Erev, so they want the Balabatim to understand what it's all about. So the first year, some communities are doing that. The first year they ask every single Balabos, every single Shana Shabbos family, to bring a matzah to the shul, and they have a whole ton, hundreds and hundreds of matzahs, that they should understand what it means, that everybody has to have a shutzah. And then from the second year on, they streamline it, and they just buy a box of matzahs, and they make a zachal on the shalom chana. So that's the shaila. The first year, when everybody brings a matzah, you have this big ton of matzahs, does somebody have to pick it up or not? So Tosfos Shita is no. Tosfos holds you, the only time you ever have to pick up a tefach is when you're doing Zachal Yodim Shalai B'Fana. But for the Etzem making of the Erev, you don't need a Hagbor. And then Mishnah Berurah quotes the Goyim and some Rishonim hold no, that you have to pick up a Tefach when you make the Erev. When you dedicate the Erev, when you declare that this is the Erev, you have to pick it up. Alright, so we left it. It's a Shailen Amaroi. Whether if I give a Maton, Machlekes Amaroi, not a Shailen, Machlekes Ravasi and Shmuel. When I give him Matana to a cotton who understands a year before by mitzvah, he understands what's going on, and I tell him I want you to be kind of matana on behalf of Floini. So would you say zochem liadam shloim b'fanav that it works because das acheres makna, or would you say not machlekes? So there seems to be a mishnah in Erevin that says that it does work. A cotton can be zochem lachem. So the Gemara says maybe that's only a kula because shetufim v'ur derabbanan, maybe it's a kula. So we still can't tell who's right. So the Gemara goes right. I'll give you another case that's not a din derabbanan, that's a din deraisa. Masi Rav Ivya, on the fourth line from the top of Samach Emad Al. Masi Rav Ivya, he asked the kasha, there's a Mishnah in Maisa Sheni. The din is whenever you pay the Maisa Sheni, in Eretz Yisrael, whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mafish, Truma Gedela, a Maisa Rishon. And then after the Maisa Rishon, it depends what year of the Shemitah it is. If it's the first or the second year, then you Mafish Maisa Sheni, which you have to bring to Yerushalayim and eat the Kedusha of the Tahara. If it's the third year, there's no Maisa Sheni, Mafish Maisa Rani, and the Aniyim take it, they eat it wherever they want. They don't have to eat it the Kedusha, they don't have to eat it the Tahara. Then the fourth year and the fifth year is a repeat of the first 2 years, Mafish Maisa Sheni, and the sixth year you Mafish Maisa Rani instead. So the din is, if you have Maisa Sheni, the din is you're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, B'Kedusha V'Tahara. What if it's a pain in the neck? What if you have so much? You had such a blessing, Min Hashamayim, you had so much Tevuah, it's too much to bring to Yerushalayim. It'll be too expensive. He'll lose too much money by transporting it to Yerushalayim. So the Torah gives you the right to be paid at the Maisa Sheni. So you have to take money. You pay the however much it's worth. So you have to give the value. Let's say it's worth $100. So you set aside $100. Then you have to add on Chaimish. Chaimish is 25%. Today, Chaimish means 20%. And this is 25. So you have to give $125. So $25 is one-fifth of $125. That's called chaimish. So the Mishnah gives you an eitzah. What if you want to beat the system? What if you want to outsmart the Torah? Ketzad marimim ala maisa sheni levdosa b'lo chomish. How can we outsmart the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and outsmart the Torah
and get away without that. I don't want to pay the chaymet. I only want to give $100. Bad enough, I have to give $100. I don't want to give it the $25. So the Mishnah tells you how. The Mishnah tells you how to do it. So the din is, you only have to be meisid chaymish if the if I'm the farmer, sure. The meisid sheni is mine and the money is mine. But if you're paid in my meisid sheni, then you only give $100. You only give the value, you don't have to add on chaymish. So let's say you're a friend of mine, but you don't have any money. That's not a haramah, that's not a trick. I'll ask you to be paid to the meisid sheni, so you paid $100. That's not a trick. That's the only time you're meisid chaymish is the baim of my meisid chaymish. And acher is not meisid chaymish, but the shayla is, you're a good friend of mine, but you don't have any money. So I'm the farmer. I give you $100. I give you $100. And I tell you, the $100 is yours. So you can walk off with the $100. But you're a very good friend. You're not going to walk off with the $100. If I give you the $100 on the condition that you paid in my Meisid Sheni, then it doesn't work. Then it's my $100. So I give you $100, no strings attached. So if you want to be a wise guy, say, thank you very much. Nice knowing you on the buyer. You leave. But if you're a good friend of mine, so you don't leave, and you'll take the $100 and you'll be paid in my Meisid Sheni. So this is a haram. That's called a legal fiction. Haram means a legal fiction. Das adredel. He basically, he's paid his own Meisid Sheni without being Meisid Chaimish. Yeah. So the Mishnah teaches you how to cheat the Hekdash. So how to cheat the Meisid Sheni. So the Yerushalmi asks on that Mishnah, what kind of business is that? The Torah gives a mitzvah. The din is when you pay the Meisid Sheni, you have to give Kerem the Chaimish. But the Yeved, the Chaimish is not Miyakev. But the mitzvah Bishlei Musa has to be fulfilled by giving Kerem the Chaimish. And you say a bracha before you do the pidyon. It's a mitzvah. And the correct way to do the mitzvah is Bishlei Musa with the Chaimish. So how am I? So the Mishnah tells you how to cheat and how to get away without doing the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. So Rishalmi asks, Rishalmi makes a comment. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, we don't permit Haroma. We don't allow you. We're not going to teach you how to do Haroma because you're not allowed to do Haroma. You're not allowed to use such a legal fiction in order to avoid fulfilling the mitzvah HaTorah. The one and only case in Kol HaTorah Kulo where it's permissible is when the Mishnah tells you how to do it. To cheat the Meisid Sheni, not give the Chaimish. Why? Dechsid Bei Brochet. Because that pasuk says, Hirchak Mimcha Mokin Kilo Silcho Seisi Ki Yivarechecho Hashem Olakecha. Because the Baruch Shalom will give you such a blessing that you have so much Tvue, so because the pasuk uses such a Lashon, such a Melitza, Ki Yivarechecho Brochet Ksiv Bei, so the Torah is implying that you should be gebenched and have more money and try to make as much money and try to save as much money as you can. So the Torah is telling you, try to use whatever tricks you can to save money. So if you don't have any good friends whom you can trust,
you're stuck,
cost and ish can bear it. So you have to give $125. But if you have a good friend who's to be trusted, so give him the $100 and ask him a taiva. He should be paid to the Meisid Sheni. So you save yourself $25.
If a person is paid,
what do you say? Yeah, but then you have to take the food to Yerushalayim. You have to take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food. Okay. If he plans to be in Yerushalayim for a long enough period of time, so he'll eat the $125 worth. But if he's only going to be there overnight, so why should he spend the $125? He can only use it on when it's at Kesab Bakar, Batsora, by Yain and Bashech. He has to buy a salami sandwich with beer, with wine. What if he wants to buy food? What if he wants to buy clothing? He's not interested in buying so much food, so he can't. The Meisid Sheni money can only be used to buy food.
What if somebody else is paid, that other person doesn't have to be...
Person is paid,
does he also have to go to Yerushalayim to eat it?
No.
To use the money, to go to Yerushalayim to buy food?
Yeah, when the Kedusha is switched on to the money, then you have to take the money to Yerushalayim.
The other person.
Well, there are two ways. Let's say it's your payer's money, yeah. You're the farmer and I have the money.
Right.
So I can be paid in the Meisid Sheni. I give you the money, you give me the Paris. So the Paris are now mine, I can eat it chutz liYerushalayim, and the money is yours. Or I can do it without switching. I hereby declare that the Kedusha should be transferred to the money. The Paris are still yours, and the money is still mine. And now I'll take the money and eat it and take it to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim says you can do either way. You can either do a Mekach with a Pidyon, or a Pidyon without a Mekach. The Paris will remain yours and they'll become chol. And the money will remain mine, and it'll become Kodesh, and I'll bring it to Yerushalayim. Either way,
yeah, but you have to bring it to Yerushalayim.
Whoever's left with the money has to bring the money to Yerushalayim.
He uses no trick. Just somebody else.
Always like that. Yeah.
What if you give too much to consume? Give it away to other people?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to give it to other people who are going to eat a Bikdusha v'tahara. They have to eat it in Yerushalayim, Bikdusha v'tahara. Why does the Mishnah say that he gives $100 to the other person? Why doesn't he give the Teres Mais and Sheni to the other person?
Too much.
Yeah, $100 bill. Give $100 bill. Why should he pick up such a... No. That's one answer. That's how Derech HaPshat. That's one answer. Then the Gemara says there's another answer. Because Al-Pidin, we paskin that Mais and Sheni is Mom and Gavoya.
Yeah.
There's a Machlekes of Yudah Rav Meir, whether Mais and Sheni is Mom and Bailim, or Mais and Sheni is Mom and Gavoya. So usually, whenever there's a Machlekes of Yudah Rav Meir loses. Whenever it's a machlekes Rav Meir and anybody, usually Rav Meir loses. This is one of the exceptions to the rule where we paskin like Rav Meir. Halachic Rav Meir, the Gemara says. Rav Meir says that Mais Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. We treat it as if it doesn't belong to me, so I cannot give it away by Matona. I can invite other people to eat, but it can't be nicknamed to somebody else. So if I'm going to give the payrus Mais Sheni to someone else, and then I'll be, let's say I'm afraid, I don't trust them on the money. I'll give him $100 bill, he'll walk away. But I'll trust him on the payrus. He's not going to eat the Mais Sheni, Chutzli Rishalai. So let's say I don't trust him so much. So do like that. Give him the Paris Mais Sheni, and then I'll be paid for my money. So the answer is that will not work. The way we paskin la loche, that Mais Sheni has such a level of Kedusha, we treat it like Mom and Gavoya. So the aloche says it's not nita b'matana. It cannot give it away b'matana. You can invite other people to eat with you. You can give it to them to eat, but it still belongs to you. You can't transfer the ownership of the Mais Sheni. So the only way to do this harama is... by giving the mois to the other person. The mois is not hanged, the mois is my money.
So if you invite other people, it's not considered like you give them on the tuna, it's considered like they're eating you.
They're eating mine, yeah. Usually
they
when you invite...
They can't put it in their pocket and walk away with it.
They can put it in their pocket and walk away, or if I'll give them permission, they can walk away, but it still belongs to me. All along, I didn't transfer.
Confused. They cannot sell it, let's say.
Right, cannot sell it.
Or they can't even give it away.
Right, right. The Kenyan will not.
I let yourself honestly give that money, my sister. Yeah.
If you give Paris Mais Sheni,
it's Gavoya.
Probably all. Yeah. Shalach Manas, I don't think the din requires you have to be makna to them.
They're eating,
nice food. You give them food, is it? Pigeon is a mitzvah, yeah. You say a bracha, Shekhadisham Shalsan, a pigeon Mais Sheni. Pigeon is a mitzvah. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense to have a lahatchil into the Eved on the level of their Isa. Taisus points out in the end of Nidah, that on the level of their eyes, you can't have lahatchilin b'diyevid in a matir. Let's say a get, or trilin a mikveh. If the get is good b'diyevid, the get is good lahatchilin. The concept that we have so many times, lahatchilin shouldn't have written a get like that, but b'diyevid it's good. Or lahatchilin, the erev is no good, and b'diyevid it is good. Lahatchilin is not allowed to do like that, but b'diyevid it's kosher. If you cook food and it's raised with kli, and you have shishim, lahatchilin not allowed to do, but b'diyevid it's good. So Taisus says that whole concept of lahatchilin b'diyevid only makes sense in the Rabbonim. On the level of the Raisa, you don't have it in an area of an Isser or a Matir. In a mitzvah, you have it, Taisa says. L'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, you should do Adoy, it'll be a big fat mitzvah. And b'diyevet, if you did it like this, you go to the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. Taisa gives the mashal chalitza. Taisa is in the end of Nida, gives the mashal from chalitza. That the mitzvah of chalitza is you do chalitza's halasandal, you take off, she takes off the Yovam's shoe. And then you do rikika, she spits on the floor, and you have the kriyas apsukim. You recite the psukim.
Anything
but the din is, but the din is that we pass, and the only thing that's ma'akev is the chalitza sasan. And the spitting on the floor, the rikika with the kriyas apsukim, is not miyakev. So Taisa says, it's not miyakev, so what do you need it l'chatchila for? So Taisa says, no, it's a mitzvah. Chalitza is not just a matir, the woman wants to remarry, and this is the heter. No, it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. So the mitzvah of Shleimusa is A plus B plus C, all three. The chalitza, the rikiki with the kriyas of sukkah, and b'diyevet, you yot the mitzvah shlobi Shleimusa without it. But in the area of Amater, it does make sense. So b'pigya mais sheni, l'chatchila the din is supposed to give keren v'chaymish. And b'diyevet, if you only gave keren, you didn't give chaymish, the chaymish is not miyakeh. So you see the pharis that b'pigya mais sheni is a mitzvah. And that's why you say a bracha, the Raman quotes the bracha, shekadishana b'mitzot of tzivano, b'pigya mais sheni. The Mishnah says mitzvahs yibum koydem is le mitzvahs chalitza. There's a perek in Yibam, it's mitzvahs chalitza. There's a perek called mitzvahs chalitza. So the Pashto says that it is a mitzvah. Yeah.
If you do it, by shechita, the Gemara has lechatchilas in b'diavad, and there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis whether those lechatchilas can be deraisas or not. Some Rishonim hold that doesn't make sense. How can you have a lechatchila deraisa in the area of shechita? It's only a matter. And others hold no, shechita is a mitzvah. Shechita is a mitzvah. Do you say a bracha when you do yibum? Probably do say a bracha. To chalitza, there's no bracha. There's no bracha. And pidyon ma'aseh sheni, there's a bracha. Chalitza, there's no bracha. There's a yehiratzen, but there's no bracha. Yehiratzen shalai yavoy ben ayis yisrael lidei leli de chalitza, but there's no bracha. So shayla, why not? So the Mishnah has this eitzah, how to do haramah, and Yerushalmi says this is the only case where we allow haramah. Dichsib be bracha, because it says ki v'rechecha Hashem alakecha. So the Torah is encouraging you, kindalach, make as much money as you can, save as much money as you can. Try to save as much as you can. That's the shaylef, and that Yerushalmi, how do we allow mechiras chametz? The Nesivis was a rav, and he allowed mechiras chametz. The others had tarumas. Yerushalmi state the fair is the only case where you allow harame is by pigi maizu sheni livdosa b'lo chomesh. The Bachacha Rav sent him. There's a collection of Shalas and Chuvas of the Nesivas. Nesivas was a Rav, he gave Drushas also, so he printed his Drushas. There's a Sefer Nachlas Yankov. So at the end of the Nachlas Yankov, the Drushas of Atera, he has Shalas and Chuvas a few. Then he has from his grandson Shalas and Chuvas in the end. It's printed by the grandson. So the first Chuvah is to the Bachacha Rav. He asked him, how can you allow Mechiras Chomets? That's when the whole thing began. Years ago, they didn't have Mechiras Chomets. Days of the Gemara, they didn't
go up.
Huh? Yeah.
They ate it up. Yes, they didn't have much to eat. There's no problem.
Yeah, yeah. It's also the Gemara has. That's a problem.
What's the problem?
That's a good thing. That's a kasha. How do you allow haramah? Kate and Marim. Huh? The Gemara tells you what to do. But at least, with Sheen Hegdish, it won't be a pchor, it'll be an oila, it'll be a shlamim, it'll be a different carbon. It'll be a different carbon. It won't be a pchor, we'll make it into a different carbon. That the Gemara says you're not allowed to do. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to do. Taisa says that Bizman Hazeh, it's a mitzvah to do it. Bizman Hazeh is different. Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't do the mitzvah anyway. So Mishum Mikshol, we would recommend that everybody should do that haramah. But Bizman HaMikdash, the Gemara says, if you'll do that, the Gemara says you'll be punished. One of the Chachamim did it, and all of his behemoths died out. Kulu, kulu chevosu. All his behemoths died out as a punishment for trying to avoid fulfillment of the mitzvah of Maisa behemoth. Yeah. So that's the kasha that the Bachacha Rav asked the Nesivis. How can you allow Mechiras Chomets to everybody? The Tesef only has Mechiras Chomets in a rare case. If someone's on a boat, and he has a ton of Chomets, and what do you want? You should throw all the Chomets in the ocean. The Hashad the Gel, so the Tsefta says, no, Balez Breir is such a Hefzid Merube to sell it to the Goy, and after Pesach you buy it back. There's another Goy on the boat, so you buy it back after Pesach. The Tsefta doesn't have a standard procedure that everybody Fakayf the Chomets. That's a modern institution. So the Nesivis was one of the Rabbonim who started it. So it's the Nesivis, they talk about it. So that's what the Church of Rav Taina, it's against the Yerushalmi. So he said, the Nesivis answers, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. The Babli quotes the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Samachay, and it doesn't say that it's only an exception to the rule. So we hold haram is always mutter.
Didn't say the one that you're not avoiding a mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So others taina that the kasha is nishkin kasha. Others taina if a person shaves with an electric shaver, so that's haram. The Torah says you're not allowed to shave with a razor. So he has a gimmick. He brings about the same result to heter. Or they used to sell Mendel's Hamish Shrimp under the OU. Mendel's Hamish Shrimp, that's what it was called. And then they stopped because the people at this felt uncomfortable. It was a shrimp. Yeah, kosher. Yeah. So what? So it's Anissa Haramah, Haramah. You're reading the same time as shrimp. They cook it the same way shrimp. They claim that no one's going
to
ever know the truth.
You
have to give
it a going to taste, to see.
Yeah.
With the claim.
So there's no issue of harama there. There's no issue of harama. Anisit, if you're not violating the issa, by hook or by crook, it's mutter. What's a harama? Harama only is no good in a mitzvah. If a person uses a
mitzvah.
He avoids a mitzvah. Like over here. The mitzvah is when you pay the ma'aser shein in the mitzvah b'shleim musa to be make pidyon with a chaimish, karam a chaimish. Now he comes out, gemachta dreidli, he's doing the pidyon without chaimish. So he's missing the mitzvah b'shleim musa. So that's what Yerushalmi says, we never allow, we never permit harame on a mitzvah sesei to avoid totally doing the mitzvah. Or to avoid doing the mitzvah b'shleim musa, the only case is pidyon ma'aser shein b'loi chaimish. But by the mechiras chametz, he is gonna burn some chametz. He is mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. The harama, what? It's a bigger mitzvah to burn a ton of chametz. Oh, whatever chametz you have left, you burn. So he sells a ton of chametz. He leaves over a couple of crumbs and he burns the crumbs. So the mitzvah of tashbisu, he has the same mitzvah of tashbisu, but he burns one kazay, so he burns a million kazays. He's selling the chametz in order to avoid Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So haram an aloy sesi, that's okay. That's a different kind of a haram. That's a different kind. That's not a legal fiction. That's a fake. That's mamash a fake. No, that's haram means mamash a fake. No. He's not permitted to be marim. You're not allowed to cook, let's say, what's an example? You're only allowed to cook on Yontav as much as you need. So let's say he's going to cook on Yontav five times as much. He's going to make believe that he needs so much. But he knows he doesn't need that much. The Gemara says, Bavachel Yaro. Or let's say, what else? He forgot to make an air of Tavshilim. So he's not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but he's allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. He's going to cook five times as much as he needs on Yom Tov, and then say, oh, it's all left over. So that's a fake. It's not left over. He knew in advance that he doesn't need so much. That's mamish a fake. That's a harama where the guy's mamish faking. So that you're not allowed to do. But here it's harama. This is a legal fiction. It's legal. This is mamish legal. So still, the Yushalmi says, we only permit harama. And it's a sesay. In this one case of Pidyon Ma'aser Shein,
isn't
the Torah itself has a din.
The portbull is just like here.
Okay. What about Pruzbul? Why isn't making a Pruzbul a harama? I mean, the normal course of events,
you have to be Mishamit.
You have to be Mishamit. And because I make a Pruzbul, it's a harama.
You really don't change anything.
How about a heter risker?
Good cash. Heter risker is a good cash also. They ask that cash. Heter risker, Rab Shlomo Kluger asked that cash on the Chayshim Mishpot. Yeah.
Also, like
the
answer, I show at Buffalo Gore,
there are quite a few Gemaras about haramas. There are quite a few. That's a Gemara. That's a problem. That's a haram. That's mamish a fake. That's a very shveri Gemara. That's like his case. That's mamish a fake. That's a big problem. His case is where it is a legal fiction. You make a heteriska. The derech hateva, the normal course of events, is mamish ribbis. So machta legal fiction to make it muta. So that's the kasha of the act. It's not haram. That's haram and a mitzvah sesei. It's a mitzvah to give a gmilas chesed to lend a person money without charging any interest. And here, I'm not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of doing the gmilas chesed of lending without the interest. So that's a problem. Or a person, the Ramos says, in the end of Chayshim Mishpat, a person has sons and daughters and he doesn't want to follow the din atar that only the sons get Yerusha. I have three sons and six daughters. So I'm going to leave all the Yerusha only to my sons. And the daughters are going to get nothing. They're going to feel bad. So the Ramah recommends that you should make kinyonim to see to it. You can't make a tzavor that the daughter should get with the sons. It's not going to be valid. It won't be a valid tzavor. So you have to make kinyonim. You have to be mishabed yourself to give the daughters an amount of money they'll collect. So that's what the Achronim ask Akasha. But Yerusha is also a mitzvah says, to give the Yerusha, not just to give the Pishnaim. All of Yerusha should go Keseda. So he's doing a harama here in order to avoid fulfilling the mitzvah of Yerusha.
But you have a son and...
But Bederach HaTeva, I would own everything. Bederach HaTeva, only my three sons get. So I go, I violate the mitzvah satayra. I don't do the mitzvah satayra.
And if you have a poor...
No, I give the yeshiva, that's a different thing. But here I'm mamish mekalka l'dine Yerusha. I'm the Kalkala Dina Yerusha.
And if you have a poor, three sons, and you don't want the one son, one is a poor and one is not. You have to give pishnayim to the poor.
You got to talk to give pishnayim to the poor.
And what if you
make
you
a kinyan?
So you have to make a. He should be mevatel or he should be moichel.
Should be moichel. It's also. It's not right to be mevatel to get him to be moichel everything. You should see to it that he does get some pishnayim on something. He tried to even it out a little bit, but to leave a little bit that he should get pishnayim on something. So these are big problems. Haram is a big issue. Haram. That's one of the issues in the Hetem Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Shnas HaShmitah, so many in Eretz Yisrael rely, many in the Kibbutzim rely on the Hetem Mechira. That the Rabbanut sells the land to the Arabs, and they assume that Shmita Bizmanazah is only the Rabbanut. The Shmita is the Raisa, so it's not going to help. The Shmita Bizmanazah is only the Rabbanut. So then there are those who think that if you sell to a guy, the laws of Shmita don't apply. It's also a big machlokes. So one of the big issues that they kind of was haram. What do you mean? In the normal course of events, I have a field. It's a mitzvah of Shemitah. The Shavsohat Shabbos Lashem. Not just the Tzisurim. To do Avodah Sakarkas, it's a mitzvah. The Shavsohat Shabbos Lashem. So I go out of my way, I sell to an Arab. Which Meshuggah wants to sell to an Arab? He sells to a Nachri in order to avoid fulfillment of the mitzvah. Are you talking? The Stachmamish haram. So others time it isn't the same as Mechiras Chametz. So they answered, no. Mechiras Chametz is in order to avoid violation of the Lois essay. About your Rabbi Matzah, but the essay of Tajmi, so he's going to burn a little chametz. Here, you're mevatel the whole mitzvah. You're mevatel the whole mitzvah. That's what some of them do. They leave over a little patch in the field and they sell the rest. That's the question, is that the same? By Tajbisu, it's the same degree mitzvah. Will you burn the last bit of chametz that you have? Whether the last bit is one bag full or a ton of chametz. Whatever is the last bit of chametz you burn it, that's the same mitzvah. But if you have a whole field and you leave the whole field empty on Shemitah, you leave the whole field fallow, that's a mitzvah on every inch of the field, as opposed to leaving just a corner and then you sell the rest of it. So you want to kind of mitzvah on the rest of the field. It's not the same as Tashbis. That's one of the issues involved. Those have haram. Yeah. Right, the Rashbon Broch has asked that question. How can we permit haram on the mitzvah of HaFrosh's Trumas and Maisim?
That's permitted to do with the Ketchilah, that
yeah.
haram?
It says, Bedoris and Rishainim, they used to do that. So you see, it's permissible. Yeah. So the Rashba asked the Kasha, how is it permissible? Why it's haram on a mitzvah? How are you allowed to be maram on a mitzvah?
Yeah, the Gemara.
No, the Gemara says it's okay. No, the Gemara says that it is okay. So the Rashba asked the Kasha, why shouldn't it be a violation? You're doing haram to avoid fulfillment of a mitzvah. So the Rashba works on the Kasha. Says it's only the Rabbanon, it's a problem. Anyway, so Nachamo. So the Mishnah here in Maisa Sheni gives you an eitzah how to avoid Tosefes Chomesh. How do you avoid Tosefes Chomesh? If I give the $100 to my Eved Knaini, it's Yad Eved Ki Rabboi, Enkin Yal Eved by Rabboi. It's like putting the money from my right hand to my left hand. It's still my money, so right there I'm being paid in my own Maisa Sheni, and I still have to give Chomesh. If I give the $100 to my one of the Benois of Haktanim, I'm being paid in my own Maisa Sheni. So again, it's the same as an Erevin. You have to be paid it. I'm a Rodim Lo Beno Bito Hagdoilim. Whatever that means, either means bar mitzvah, or means that Eina Samach al Shulchan Avim. All the Avdev Shivcha Socha Ivrim, and Eved Knaini won't help, but an Eved Ivrim will help. Holachem Moas Halola, hey, Holachem Moas Halola, take the money. If Dubehem Isa Shane is there, and you save it below Chaimish, and you save yourself the Chaimish, that's the Harama. So the Gemara asks the same thing. Hai Shivcha Hechidami, what kind of Omo Ivri is she? If she's already bas mitzvah, it's my bayi gabe. She should have gone free already. She should can't be a shivchak nainas. Elal avdolay asishtesar. She's obviously still aktana. So you see the feirish against Rav Chizda that a cotton can be zeiche on behalf of brothers. And for the gemara, hachma askin b'maisa b'zmanazeh de rabbonon. Huh?
No.
What has it got to do with Zach Leonim Shleib Befanim? Before we were talking, I give a matana to the cotton, he should be Zeich on behalf of a different person. Here I give $100 to the cotton, he should keep the money. So what is it Zach Leonim Shleib Befanim? He's kind of for himself, it's Das Acheres Makna. So Rav Chaim explains in his Sefer, huh?
It's in the same house.
No. Rav Chaim explains in the Sefer, Tosfos says, Rav Chaim explains in the Sefer the following. It's one word in Tosfos. Rav Chaim has in the Sefer, the din is, nobody can be paid in my Maisa Sheni without my authorization. So when, after I give the $100 to the cotton, he's kind of himself, that's not Zochin. But then when the cotton is about to do me the Tosfos, to be paid in my Maisa Sheni, he cannot do it without my authorization, so it's considered as if he's doing the Pidya Maisa Sheni on my behalf. That's the Zochin. It's a different kind of Zochin. Very different kind of Zochin. The Halacha says nobody can be Mafrish Trumas and Maisres on my Teva without my authorization. And nobody can be paid in my Maisa Sheni without my authorization. So when I do already authorize, and he's Mafrish Trumas and Maisres from me, or he's paid the Maisa Sheni of mine, that's a form of Zochin Liyadam Shleibafan. That's not the way we usually think of Zochin. Usually think Zochin, he's picking up a matana to be kind on behalf of someone else. It's a different kind of Zochin. So Tosfos on the side, Tosfos talks about it. It's a different kind of Zochin. It's a different kind of Zochin.
Can two farmers exchange, in other words, two farmers have much exchange, which was an upward part of yours and be part of mine?
Yeah.
That's
also okay. It's also haram.
That's a rumor, isn't it?
It's a better. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. So the Gemara answers, Hachan Askina, but Maisa Bizmanazeh, the Rabbanon. What do you mean, Maisa Bizmanazeh, the Rabbanon? When is Bizmanazeh? After when? After the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shaila. I mean, Bizman Bai Sheni, Maisa Sheni was their Raisa, Chumas and Maisa was their Raisa. And after the Churban Abayis, Chumas and Maisa became the Rabbanon. What changed? What changed? So the Gemara has a machlekes, but the Kedusha Shniya, the Kedusha Rishayna that Yeshua ben Nun made in Eretz Yisrael, we paskin was like Chalosilova. That Kedusha was Mizbatla when the Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Bais Rishon and the whole Medina was Charev Givarn. So the Kedusha Rishayna was Mizbatla, but the Kedusha Shniya that was created by Ezra Nehemiah when they began by Shenit Kufa, do we say like Chalosilova in the year 70 the whole Kedusha Sarit was Mizbatla? So the whole Chiyuv Chumas HaMaris is after the Churban Bayis Sheni is only the Rabbanon? Or should you say no, the Kedusha Shniya was Kitcha Lasi Lovoi? So Rav HaRishayin and Paskin, Kedusha Shniya was Kitcha Lasi Lovoi, just the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Sefer Truma, maybe Rashi. Very few Rishayinim. The Ruba of the Rishayinim hold that the Kedusha Shniya was Kitcha Lasi Lovoi. So what does it mean, Maisa Sheni Bizmanazeh? So maybe the Gemara means that Tana, the Ra Tanaim, hold like that. That Tana holds that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha Saritz was Nizbatla. The Rambam learns a different shot. The Rambam learns Trumas HaMaisis Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanon Afilu Bizman Bayis Sheni. The whole Bayis Sheni was only the Rabbanon. The whole Bayis Sheni. Whatever, either because they had no Yoivol, either because that's what Rav Chaim said. They had no Yoivol, and Shemitah is only the Raisa that's going to lead up to Yoivol. They had no Yoivol because they didn't have Kol Yoshveh Olel. So the Mele, if you have no Shemitah, the Shemitah is only going to lead up to Yoivol, then you don't know whether it's first year, second year, what year are you Mafrish? The Afrosha depends on what year it is. If you don't have any Yoivol, you don't have any Shemitah, you don't have any Afroshes. Yeah, but the Rambam doesn't seem to give that. That's what Rav Chaim says. The Rambam doesn't seem to give that Hezbeh. The Rambam says because you need Bias Kulchem. The Gemara says in Ksubis you need Bias Kulchem for Chiyuv Chala. The Gemara never says you need Bias Kulchem for Trumas and Maisa. That question, but that's what the Rambam writes. The end of Perek Aleph and Hilchas Trumas. The Rambam says, HaTrumas v'amaisis bizman hazeh hafilu bizman b'aysheni was only the Rabbanon. When we'll have Rav Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, another couple of years, you have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, then it'll be... Rabbeinu Tam was Machmer, not Mekel. Rabbeinu Tam says if you have representatives in each one of the 12 Shvatim, even though it's a miyuta, the miyuta of the population.
You don't know whether there's Shvatim.
Either Rabbeinu Tam will come out to be a cooler.
Yeah.
Even if you have the majority of the world Jewish population.
Because you don't know who is from which
Eved. I don't think so. Yeah. I think Rabbeinu Tam only said it Lechumre. if you have representatives of each one of the 12 shvatim, even though it's only 5% of the population, so that's called Chias Kolchem. That's also Chayim. But if you have 51% of the population, I think everybody will agree that you're Chayim. I think so. So that's whatever it means, Bizman Hazeh. Either Bizman Hazeh means the old Kufa by Sheni, or maybe it means after the Chubb by Sheni. Gemara says only the Rabbanon, that's why you make it. Craig the Gemara, how can it be? Omer Riyah Bizman Hazeh Miko. But you can't have an Omer Riyah Bizman Hazeh. Why? Well, Tanya, we have a Brisa. Ain't Evidibi Noig, Ever Bizman Shah Yevil Noig. We learn from a Pasuk that Evidibi goes free when the Yevil comes. Omer Riyah goes free when the Yevil comes. So the Gemara dashes from a pasuk, you can only have an Ebedivri or an Omay Vriya when he's able to be freed with Yovel. You cannot buy an Ebedivri, an Omay Vriya, if it's impossible to free them at Yovel. So if it's Bizman, like the Gemara has, you can't buy an Omay Vriya if you can't lead up to Yiyud. If you can't lead up to all the mitzvahs, if you can't lead up to Yiyud. You can't buy an Omay Vriya if you can't lead up to Giron Kesef. You can only buy an Omer Vriya for a minimum of 2 prutas. You have to buy for a few prutas. If you buy the Omer Vriya for a pruta and then she works for you for half a year, how can you be Megarei Mipigyoina? You can't subtract, nothing to subtract. So the Gemara has it in, you can only buy an Evidiv, an Omer Vriya, if it can lead up to all the mitzvahs involved. It has to be able to lead up to Yiyud, has to be able to lead up to Giroin Kesev, it has to be able to lead up to Yitzhiya B'Yoivu. Bizman She'ena Yoivul Noik, so you don't have an Evidiv at all. So the Gemara says it cannot be that it's Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Shein Ayovel Noig, you can't have an Omay Vriya. Ela Zag the Gemara Ananda Teretz. It must be talking Bizman that the Yovel was Noig. In other words, this is a very old, according to the we had before Shaila, where the Yovel was Noig, Bizman Bai Sheini. So it could be that this Brisa is from Bizman Bai Srishan. This is a Mishnah, not a Brisa. Marimim. And the whole story. It could be that this Bryce is from this Man Bais Rishon. Could be from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, basically. We have a lot of Mishnayos. That's what the Meforshim pointed out. The Mishnayos were not written by Rabbi Yudal Nasser.
Right.
He edited, he collected, he was malakir, he decided what to include and what not to include. But these were things that existed from Dairus from before. That's why some Mishnayim say that Ezel Mekayman. It's from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says the Kachi Kachman Acholim, the Fnim and Akloim. They only had the Fnim and Akloim in the days of
Mishkan.
Yeah, that was in the Migbo. This one, the Fnim and Akloim, that Melitza, only existed in the days of the Migbo. The days of the Mishkan. That was the only time they had the Fnim and Akloim. Shiloh, they had Kloim. I don't think so. No, the Kloim. The Kali Achotze, that was only in the Mishkan. Yeah, they had mechitzas. They always had mechitzas. I think so.
According to this, you cannot sell an Omer Vriya to a woman because it can't lead up to Yud.
You can have Yud Abayin. If you can have Yud Abayin. Yeah. Let's say, can a father sell his daughter as an Omer Vriya to her brother? He cannot marry his sister. Can his son marry? Can the son marry the aunt? Also not allowed to. So he can't. He's not allowed to. Can he sell the Omer Vriya to his grandson? Can a father sell to his grandson? So the grandson can't do Yud on the Omer Vriya, that's his aunt. But his son, I think, can. His great aunt is Mutam and Atar, I think. It's probably also under Rabbanan. Mutam and Atar. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Is it enough if it can lead up to Yud Abayin? Or do you require has to be able to have Yud Ha'ov? I think it's a deferish, it is enough. If it's possible to have Yud Abayin, is also good. So the Gemara says it's talking by Peiris, by Sheshenu that grew in an Atzitznokuv, that's Chutzlorz. An Atzitznokuv is Chutzlorz. If it grows in the ground, then it's Eretz Yisrael. If it grows in a flower pot that has no hole on the bottom, the unique is only from the earth and the Atzitz. And not yearning from the ground. Shaita don't have seichel. So that's what Yerushalmi learns. Ashe yidven aliba. Yidven aliba prat lecheresh v'shaita. And then the Yerushalmi says, me'ez kolish. He gives his own. So his term she'en ishalo teignish. I can't be magdish someone else's kesed is off to the Beis HaMikdash. So likewise, I can't be magdish someone else's shumas and maises. And then the Yerushalmi says, dabel b'nei Yisrael. Stay the Yidin. The Nachrim, even if you give permission, the Nachri cannot be mafresh, trumas, and maises from mine. And the Yerushalmi understands, even if I give permission, the Nochri cannot be Magdish my... The Nochri cannot be Magdish my...
My money
to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's already questionable. Anyway, but the Yerushalmi learns that all five from this opening pasuk, as if the dinim that apply to the Trumas HaMishkan, the donations are identical with the dinim of our precious Truma.
But the dinim of Goy brings for the Beis HaMikdash money or you do take from him.
Carbon you take, yeah. If he donates money for the binyan, Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says you don't accept it. The Hegdash should be chal, yeah, the Hegdash should be chal, but we don't accept it. That's a problem. But if his Nachri is, I authorize the Nachri to be Magdash mine, the Shami says that doesn't work. That wouldn't work. We'll have to, next week, we'll have to discuss the text.